Welcome to something. I think this is Gut Shot, Chris, but we got some breaking news.
What do you mean? You're the one who decides.
I know. Well, I wanted to do Gut Shot, but I also want to check. I heard Man Cow was talking about Gorka again last night or Monday night, which was
wait. So, okay, hang on a second. So, just to be clear, yeah, because we're recording this on Tuesday, so that's just last night.
Mm-hmm.
But how long after the interview is this?
Week. It's a week, right? Maybe. No, because we did Guys Plus last week.
So it was 2 weeks?
It would be 2 weeks ago, yeah, because we did Guys Plus last week.
So it's just...
And then Gorka was before.
It's just rattling around in his fucking stupid head. Just, he cannot get over it. He's thinking about it all the time, it seems like.
I want to bring up, too, we'll see how much of this weekend. We'll try to get the Gutfeld. If this is funny, we're sticking with this, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, we got to get to Gutfeld.
Yeah, here we go. Okay, first of all, this is the picture he uses now.
It's AI.
Oh, you think that's AI?
Yeah, like, it's not AI, but you know what I mean? It is AI. Like, on the, I don't know exactly how to, it's like using, like, maybe from GTA or something like that. It's using, like, some type of specific type of art. I don't know, in those like, image apps and stuff, they have them. And it seems like it is a form of AI.
God, I wish I knew how to use any of that stuff. And I could probably ask you to teach me, but...
Well, it's very easy to do the voice stuff. Brian and I did something really fun. It's over on my Patreon. We're going to do some more of that type of stuff. I think we're going to post it on here.
Yeah, we're going to post it on here like next week or something. Next,
maybe along with this, we could post it. Who knows? But yeah, it's basically Brian. I played Joe Rogan and Brian played Bill Maher, and I used the voice AI. So we had the conversation. Then I ran it through the AI afterwards, making my voice Joe Rogan's and Brian's Bill Maher's.
Crazy for me to listen to personally
because you said the stuff. So now to hear it's like, wait, with the like same intonation and everything that you were saying it, but now it's Bill Maher. Yeah, and we talked about sex clubs and stuff, so I think the guys listeners would enjoy it.
Yeah, it is weird. I never noticed how close to Bill Maher my speech patterns are until I listen to it.
Yeah, you do a good Maher. That's what I have to get people who, you know what I mean, like I need to try it with people and see who does who well, because sometimes it, like even me doing Rogan, you can really, like, I wouldn't choose me to do Rogan because I don't know if I can do very many because I have this very stupid West Coast Canadian accent that does not really sound good in AI.
I think it's my, like, I talk almost slow in a way, and I think mm-hmm. that's how Bill Maher
talks,
you know what I mean? Like, when I first started podcasting, I talked really fucking fast all the time, and then I have slowed down over the years because I think it's a better way to go, actually.
Yeah, it fills more time as well.
Oh yes. Yeah, all right,
let's check. Less stuff. Yeah,
we're looking at Man Cow's chair. I mean, for people that don't know, I really like the beginning of Man Cow's show because it is so crazy. So
yeah, you never know what's gonna happen.
Oh yeah,
he doesn't either.
No, he hasn't.
Wow.
Oh.
Quickly.
Why is it so low?
He just clipped the mic somehow because he's so far away from it. So he must have just yelled so loud there, you know? Because now you can think
he's probably using Audio Technica too.
No, this is onboard mic that he's, I hope. Like truly, like, or the mic's so far away. Listen to this. Can you start? Can you go back 10 seconds?
Why didn't Nudie
5 seconds? 5 seconds. Just
why wouldn't Nudie fix it though? Yeah. I think you're on the wrong mic.
I mean, listen to this.
Wow.
Let's see if he's
quickly. Wow, how are you?
Up there, everybody.
No, well, see, he
sounds pretty bad.
It sounds bad, but he is on that microphone. He just, when he's yelling so far away, it's very much a microphone where you have to be right up on it, you know? So
I wish I knew what mic he uses. This is not an SM7B.
No, it's not. I would think you, but then again, like, you never know, because Opie was a radio guy and he doesn't even use a microphone, you know. Yeah, he doesn't even. So but you would think, man, Cal, it looks like it could be a good microphone.
Yeah. Let's
Hey, everybody, it's Joe with Black Blue, and I'm here to say blah, 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 blah. 8:15, quarter after 8. Blah.
What, oh. Dude, that's like what you actually were like. Like, he's like making fun of that type of radio. Like, that's how you made all your money.
Yeah, that was your job,
dude. That was your whole, that was like when you were successful, that's like essentially what you were doing, you know?
Yeah, he talked so loud and fast. Too, and he still yells about people complaining because he talks too loud and too fast. So,
boy, how are you?
Blurry creatures,
always showing something off. You got a t-shirt on that says Blurry Creatures.
I don't know, but is that a band? I guess, I think, maybe
they're a Sasquatch hunting thing that he's having on later in the show.
Oh, it's not a band.
In the swag, excited to have Blurry Creatures on. Oh, look at that.
There we go.
Oh, we might have to go to the end. We'll go to the end here.
Wait. What do you mean go to the end?
Well, I mean, if we're going to do Gutfeld, we probably got to go. Wait.
No, but when does he talk about Gorka?
I'm looking. I didn't see it.
Oh my God. Well, how would you see it?
Somebody messaged me or somebody sent it to me and said, oh, maybe you didn't talk about Gorka this week. All right. Well, that's a.
Well, wait a second. Who told you that he talked about Gorka?
Will the Thrill on Twitter said
that. Oh no, you don't need to call him. I called him up by name.
No, you asked me to. Will, you're fine. I'm not mad at it. Let me see here. Live. Maybe I missed it. Oh no, nope. And there doesn't seem to be. I don't know what he was watching.
Yeah.
But. Let's go to Gutfeld then.
Yeah, that makes me happy to be. I mean, I love the cow, but I'm a big
here
fan.
It is. Here's what he sent me. Wait a minute.
Oh, it's before the show even starts.
Yup. All right. Here we go. Oh, why did I'm flubbing like.
Everybody, chill. Oh, excited to have
Blue. Yeah, I got this for you too. Check it. Got the Sasquatch hat coming to
you. Conversation.
Ah, here we go, baby.
January 8th. We'll be back January 8th.
Okay, now get off. Hey, you know, I have an idea, Ralph. Actually, he's doing a travel show, and I'm thinking WGN, but then I also had a conversation with some people in Monaco, and they have a travel channel, and they're looking for, and it plays all over Europe, and they're looking for travel, American travel programs.
Oh, so wait, whoa.
We saw when this came in. This is not out of context. This is immediately after the
interview. No, but he's saying that. He's saying that they want him for a show in like Monaco or something.
Yeah, I think
they want him to host a show, a travel show, an American travel show that's gonna air all over Europe. They're considering, that's what he's sort of insinuating, that he's being considered as a host of that, maybe.
Yeah.
Let's see. Off the air. Here is something that will stay with you. You ready? Everybody, this is the audience, will stay with you. This is my home. This is Mueller Manor. Welcome, Chicken Face. Okay, you promise. Every Monday,
oh, he's
7.
Back, Chris, he's back to make.
Well, you said this is the end. This is just the beginning, right? This isn't the end of the interview, is it?
No, the interview's
to be here. It'll be a little slice of heaven. This is the Lion's Den.
Oh my God!
Where the angels and devils fight for choosing of size tonight. Me, I'm part man, part monkey, part mystery, and the angels and the devils are playing tug of war with my personality.
I can't hear you, man. Win.
I think God's winning. Someone said to me today, are you getting closer to God? Was it? It's a Buick dealership in Barrington. Marquette? What's the guy's name?
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you, this is what it's like to listen to a whole man cow.
What is it? He's talking about a dealership in Marquette? Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
Here. He said, are you getting closer to God or getting far further away? I said, it's tough. It's tough because the devils are coming after me. The devils are coming after you. If you're
named Sebastian Gorka,
you don't have anybody messing with you right now. You're not doing something right. And anyway, no, and I've you know, false prophets, all kinds of stuff going on. But God wins.
Yeah, just that's as an aside. False prophets and all kind of stuff going on. Just like that's just a single thought that he just had and said, you know, it's not really connected to other stuff.
Yeah. Good wins. All things work together for the good. I've been to the Middle East numerous times, was baptized in the Jordan River. And I have real theories. You know, it's funny. Some people are waiting for a prophet that a savior that's come. Others are fooled by false prophets. And, you know, I really want the Holy Land to continue to exist. And under the hands of the Jewish folks, believe me, it's a lot easier to get around than those other places. And there are certain forces on this planet that if they can destroy everything that Christ was part of, they will
say that. I don't need to hear man cow doing
John 3:16. And that is the way. That is the way. I don't like this Pope hassling conservative priests and old school priests like no other Pope has in modern history. But I'm having my own things to deal with. I'm going to go to Blurry Creatures here in a second. Here's something that will stay with you, okay? Here's something will stay with you.
Cool.
Remember the kid
that's the thing. You pause. About
boys,
that's the snake. That's the snake from the snake. Like that's why how we started with the snake guy saying there's a snake right behind him is because he has that flat. Yeah. You know that.
Yeah.
That's all right. Classic.
We can't find him. I should have looked a little harder.
Maybe you should have like got the timestamp. Did they not send you the timestamp?
No, they sent me a screenshot and said he's still talking about Gorka. Wait. Well,
remember the kid that got kicked out of school because he had that
shot? Doesn't. Let's watch a bit more.
Is that the best? Here's the question. You ready? I promise you'll think about this. Does a straw have one hole or two? Mm-hmm. Quiet from the studio audience because what I'm saying is very interesting.
There's not. And I don't think there's a studio audience there, Chris.
Sometimes there is, though. We've established that.
Next Labor Day weekend, if we're going to fly out to Chicago, see if we can go. Gutfeld. And there's only one subject we want to hear him talk about, and that is Christmas.
Christmas time. Oh, look at just this, like, look at that second screenshot. Like, look at his face there. It's like, looks so fucking ornery.
He's mad as hell. So we got When the Love Child Comes Knocking, Dicks.
You watched that one already, though.
I don't think I did. I think it played.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely don't think I saw it. It was 13 days ago, and I think it played. We could do All I Want for Christmas Makes Millions Every Year, but that's only 4 minutes.
Yeah, let's go to we want the panel. We want one with a panel.
Let's see. Bum, bum, yeah, this looks like it's about Hunter Biden, and it has a guy.
No. We want a panel. Oh, at the end.
Yeah,
we got panel.
We got panel. All right.
Okay, what about the second one, though? What about the second one? All I Want for Christmas.
It's only 4 minutes, though.
But it's a panel,
so
right?
It's all panel?
Ooh, let's go all panel. Let's go the all panel one. We can go the other one after, but let's go. I'm all about the panel.
Yeah, you love the panel. He loves the panel.
A cool story in 5 words. Mariah makes millions at Christmas. All right, Heather, this pisses me off. Billboard estimates that All I Want for Christmas Is You makes as much as $6 million.
Six hill? We are just like, we just waiting for him to make any little mistake. So excuse me, what did you say, dumb shit?
I will say that he's the only guy I get to celebrate clubs.
Yeah, you know? Definitely.
Oh, you know what we should say, Chris? Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it's January 2nd is the day that the episode comes out. We did Cable News Guys, and our guest has been to Gutfeld.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Sarah Hagee has been and wrote something for Gawker about attending a Gutfeld taping.
Yep. Yeah, we got a lot of information about it. No,
called it Gutfeld, but
yeah.
Each year, with $1.55 million going to Mariah, and we all know, as you said at the break, it's the worst song you've ever heard. She sounds like a mating call for a tropical bird. Those were your words.
Wait,
This is the most dishonest and like,
because
the most dishonest critique. I don't know what Mariah Carey did to Gutfield, but that's dishonest. Come on, dude.
I got you saying Gutfield now. So that, yeah, because people like this song, don't they? It's like maybe overplayed or whatever, but that's because it's so beloved, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, you hear it a lot over the Christmas season, but you don't hear it for the rest of the year. And it's kind of like,
and I think she has a good voice.
Yeah, it does not sound
she's known as a good singer.
And it seems like he's actually mad because she makes money off
which he also does. And she makes money off of like having a talent.
Yes.
He doesn't even have a talent, and he makes money in the entertainment industry. So if anything, Mariah Carey should be watching this and should be mad about him making so much money off of this show. That would be accurate and fair. No,
I actually, when I was a little girl, I loved Mariah. She's become a little wacky.
Wow.
You're on Gutfield.
Yeah.
Like, I don't disagree. I'm sure that Mariah Carey probably always was like eccentric and wacky or whatever, you know, and who knows? I don't really follow her career. I know she said some really dumb stuff. I remember
she might have said something political, though.
That
seems like what's going on.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. But like, I don't know. I think I don't know who this person is either. Yeah. But I think that she's probably wacky if she's on Gutfeld.
Yeah, yeah. Here we
go. Little girl, I love Mariah. She's become a little wacky.
Wow. When you're a little girl, that means you're younger. You're just saying Mariah Carey.
Whoa.
That's what was that?
Those words are fighting to get out.
What was that, Greg?
Again.
I'm a little wacky.
Wow. When you're little girls, that means you're younger. You're just saying Mariah Carey's like 60.
No, she's 52.
52.
You're when you're a little girl, that's her. And 60.
I love it. I love it how he's just like, as well, he's like, yeah, so Mariah Carey's like 60, and she's like, she's 52. She knows her age because she's like done research for the thing or whatever that like Greg apparently hasn't done, even though he's doing an entire segment on Mariah Carey where he's going to discuss her. He hasn't even done like the cursory stuff.
Also, the idea that, I mean, I feel like every generation finds she's one of those ones that everybody finds. You know what I mean? So like my daughter liked Mariah Carey and she's 19 years old. Like,
yeah,
it's not that rare for people to find Mariah Carey, almost like Led Zeppelin and stuff like that. Like,
totally
find that shit.
Especially as we're discussing, because she sings this song that every single person on earth hears. And then a lot of young people, hey, who sings this song? And then they learn about Mariah Carey through that, you know?
And sure, nobody wants her in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, she doesn't deserve to be there. She's simply not rock.
But, you know, she's talented.
But she's still making over $6 million a year off this.
Isn't that what? Can I ask this? Isn't that what you're supposed to do according to these people? Like, aren't you supposed to make money for your shit? Like that's the one thing conservatives all agree on.
Yeah,
people should make a lot of money.
This is capitalism. She works with these like corporations that you love, and they make a lot of money selling a product, and that's how the world's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Oh, Christmas song. Yeah, but she did go on Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert.
I see. So that's why she went on Stephen Colbert.
Let's hear her say Stephen Colbert again.
One song. Oh,
Christmas song. Yeah, but she did go on Stephen Colbert, who you are beating now, just to let you know.
She went on Stephen Colbert. Now, again, I haven't looked at the ratings, and I know very little about how ratings work, but there are different ways to measure ratings. And one is total viewers.
We did discuss this, which is shocking to me. Maybe we've discussed it before, but he is doing really good in ratings.
Right, but total viewers doesn't mean as much.
To me, it does.
The people, yeah. I mean, it's definitely, it means like a lot of people watched it. But with Fox News, it's also a lot of people. It's on the TV.
And it's just, as we discussed on the cable news episode, it's like the only really flat out conservative thing in that time slot. So half the country aren't going to watch, you know, Colbert or fucking Colbert. Right. Or whatever, isn't it? Jimmy Fallon or whatever.
And she said,
thirsty applause.
She said, oh, I only make 1/16th of a penny for every download. But we're still very thankful. Well, I'll take her chump change any day.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
You know, Sonny, this Christmas.
That was That was really a bad ending to your little thing that you said, ma'am.
Dad, I would also take her. I would take that too, Chris. That is so funny that there's a TV show where somebody just goes on and is like, I'd like to be rich.
Oh, buddy, yeah, I would trade Mariah. I'd have Mariah Carey's financial life comparatively to mine.
Yeah. Oh, you better believe it.
Oh, you know I would be. I wouldn't have any trouble cashing her checks.
Strategy. I think that we all have to think about. All you got to do is hit it big. Okay. Retire on it. I'm recording a song for next year. God. You got to do is hit one strategy.
Can we go? Okay, hey, so pause.
All you got to do is hit.
Calm down, Greg.
You just go back 5 seconds and let's go slow mo on this and let's hear him just fumble his way through.
I can't believe how fumbly he is tonight.
He goes full fumble mode on this.
Here he goes.
His song strategy. I think that we all have to think about it. All you got to do is hit it big, retire on it. I'm recording a song for next year called Where Does Santa Poop? You know.
Okay.
That little fucking look forward look. You know what I mean? Like that little.
I'm recording one next year called Where Does Santa Poop?
Yep. And then the audience is like, he said poop.
That's going to go to number one.
Again.
Or at least number two.
Yeah.
Oh,
Tyrus. Get it.
Wait.
Set you up for that one.
Why has Tyrus got the belt back?
This must be from last year, is my guess.
This is an old one because Tyrus is not.
He's not the NWA champ.
The NWA champ anymore, so that's actual bullshit. But that's, I mean, that seems like that was pre, that was, they wrote that out.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh.
Mr. Teeth over there.
Excuse me, Tooth Jackson. Can you settle that? Can we back up?
Oh, shit. Hold on, we got to back up and then play. Okay.
Buddy,
Tooth Jones over here. Mr.
What? Where? It looks like he only has like 1, 2, 3, like 6 or 7 teeth. 6 maybe.
But they're so bright.
They're so bright and prominent. And then the other ones are non-existent. They're like, you should see them.
I don't know what's going on.
You should see more teeth to the right and to the left of those teeth. Because his mouth is open, but there's there doesn't seem to be more, or they're like a different color or something.
You're filthy.
Oh my God.
I just must stay in my revolutionary phase and say that the biggest beneficiaries of this are the men. And this is the patriarchy all over again.
What?
First is Nick Cannon because, hey, she can afford her 2 kids Christmas while he pays for the other 9.
Yeah.
And then the record label because they get paid close to $7 million and she gets 1 of the 7. So right. They pimped her out real well. So either way, it looks like the patriarchy always wins.
Wow. Oh, damn. Gutfeld, she just said that?
Yeah, that's pretty bold to say that to a noted misogynist. But I would say that she just kind of had her talking point as well there, you know. I guess she is she is right, though.
She's totally right.
She's totally right that like you're mad at the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you should.
But it's weird to hear it on Gutfeld. So I'm curious to see how Gutfeld responds.
I think he knows, Sal's, that he just ignores it and moves on.
Real well. So either way, it looks like the patriarchy always wins.
Wow, you are so left wing in like a completely artificial way. It's amazing. It's like you're like me on the five. Tyrus, am I the only person that hates me?
So
he's calling himself the leftist on the five.
When I don't know what the five is.
The show he's on in like 6 o'clock or whatever.
So he pretends to be like in the most.
He's the most left on a show full of right wing people.
So he just like dismissed that kind of.
Oh, God. Like
that was incredibly dismissive.
Am I the only person that hates Mariah Carey?
No.
Voice. I love her.
Nick Cannon ain't a big fan. Nick Cannon is a great person. Okay. And I'm happy he's got five more than I do. But he can afford it.
I forgot. Tyrus has a lot of kids.
Yeah, yeah.
So Tyrus is like, everyone's always making fun of Nick Cannon. It hits a little too close to home for former NWA champion Tyrus. So he's kind of, I love this. So this is very funny. He's just turned it into, he wants to talk about Nick Cannon.
Yeah. And Nick Cannon does make enough money to take care of everybody. He's doing just fine. I don't know if NWA World Champ pays for a lot.
You don't know if Tyrus has the same sort of income streams that.
I don't think he made that much in the earning years.
You don't think
WWE, the Funkadactyls, and
but as the NWA World Champion, I mean that's the biggest in the land. I mean, when Lou Thesz was the NWA World Champion, he was the richest man in America. I believe. Well,
Chris, the NWA is very different. 2023.
Corgan ain't paying out.
See, I do often wonder if maybe he pays the people at the top of the card a lot, but then I have to say that like anytime somebody hits the top of the card, WWE or AEW is going to pick them up. So the people holding the title for long periods of time are people that, you know, neither one of those two companies or New Japan really want to pick up. So I don't think Tyrus has a lot of options. I'm sure Billy Corgan's paying him good for a NWA wrestler, for sure. But I just don't think I think he gets paid for doing Gutfeld, like on retainer in a way.
Does he have he used to have a Fox show himself.
Yeah, but on the app, which is just, that's so far away from a thing. Yeah.
So give Nick some slack. But man, you would think, I know this though from myself.
Three in a year, come on.
Hey, if you can, I had 3 11-year-olds in 2011. Sometimes it just happens. Okay, how about that?
But, I lost my train of thoughts. I was thinking about all my kids.
I was thinking about Nick Cannon. I was saying something about Nick Cannon. I got end of my tongue.
11-year-olds in 2011. Sometimes it just happens. Like, that's such a weird way to describe it. What do you mean? They were 11 in 2011?
Maybe. Three kids.
Oh, he had them in 2011. Now they're 11.
Yeah. 6 a year for one time a year. I would probably still remember the words to the song.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
I was out doing New Year's back when I had to for Fox, and she was performing, and she forgot the words to the song. So we got, and it was like, did she really forget?
Bro, I can't stress how much this guy cannot wrestle.
Yeah, you guys should just go watch a tape of him. Like Tyrus 2021 or whatever, like just see him in the last few years trying to wrestle in a match.
Him criticizing
anyone,
her professionalism
anything. Yeah. He's not allowed to criticize anybody for anything because anybody could just pull up the video of him wrestling, which is his purported job. It's what he says is his job, and you can just play that for him, and then he'd say, "You are not a serious person to be respected."
And people who don't watch wrestling also, they know what the Irish whip is, where they whip them off the ropes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There is video of him getting winded doing that.
Dude, it's
crazy. So I think it's so rich of him to say this person is unprofessional and not good at her thing when he is seriously one of the worst professional wrestlers of all time.
He's the worst.
He can't do anything.
In my opinion, he's the worst like person who has ever sort of like been considered a real wrestler in one of the big promotions. I've never seen anybody like that look so bad in a match as him. Like you don't have to be a fan of wrestling or watch in it at all. It is painful and brutal to watch him in wrestling matches. Yeah.
Get
as the new year guy.
Yeah.
That's his team.
Oh no. This isn't sitting comfy with you and Pete.
Here's
who's that guy?
Guy with a guy that's trying to riff with Tyrus.
his the teeth that in question, they're there, they're just very small.
I don't think the teeth are small. I think the gums are big, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
I was boots on the ground standing around people and piss diapers because they didn't want to miss anything. So true. They would all pee on themselves, and I stood around and I was like, nah.
The piss diapers are real. I think the lesson here is we'll see you on New Year's.
Yeah.
Fox and Friends weekend.
I will not.
No, here's what I think. I think you're wrong. I think Fox and Friends, you get mailbox money at $1.5 million a year, you would be
one of the big Fox and Friends guys, actually.
Never heard of him.
No, he's talking about
everything. You would be getting that money regardless, and I think you'd forget the words even that song.
All right, we got to move on, you guys.
Okay, so yeah, if you're, you know, talented, all right, let's
Let's watch the other one.
Get the other one going here. Oh, Price of a Christmas Tree down here. Opie did one about the price of a Christmas tree. Did you see that?
No.
The decision that allows
Greg Opie Hughes did a video on a TikTok on how expensive Christmas trees are. All right.
Yeah, he's sort of feeling it these days. He was in the spotlight for one day when everyone started making fun of him. And he's like, it looks like your boy is back because everyone made fun of him for one day on Twitter.
I sent Chris the worst Opie tweet and he just no sold it to me, which was painful because
I think I read it and was doing something and was just like so bummed out by it.
Just bumped into Zelensky at Starbucks and asked me to pay for his latte. I told him, back off, Jack. And that is from 2 days ago. That's from 12/11/2023.
That's what I mean, man. He's like back on his shit. He's just like, all right, time to seize the moment.
When a love child comes a knocking, ditch the Christmas stocking. The first family is
smirk. It's
so hard. You don't smirk when you get nothing. You know what? If you don't get anything on the joke, you can just pretend like it wasn't a joke. You don't have to smirk.
Yeah, know? And then turn to the side and look at somebody like as if office. To say, like, man.
Yeah, you didn't believe I said that?
Christmas stockings for their grandchildren and pets this year. A decision that allows the Bidens to avoid having to hang one up for Hunter Biden's illegitimate daughter, Navy Joan. But in the spirit of the holidays, they will continue to decorate the White House with random piles of cocaine.
Now, why? What about snow?
Good point. Good point.
Something, you know, get the writers going on that.
You did just say they're not. How do we talk about cocaine? They're not putting stockings up this year. How can we tie that to the cocaine?
What about bags of cocaine instead? You know what I mean? Like, how about like instead of stock? Yeah, like they're going to be using like plastic bag instead of stockings, and you know, like what something.
1 second of thought would have made that joke better.
Now that's what I call a white Christmas, there you go. Hunter.
Okay.
Of course, it's Mark.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
What?
Listen to that again.
Now that's what I call a white Christmas, screams Hunter. Of course, it's March the 1st. Ooh.
All right. Now we're talking, baby. That was so uncomfortable.
Christmas since President Biden publicly acknowledged Navy as his seventh grandchild for the first time back in July. You'll remember they didn't put one up for her in 2021 or 2022. Oh. So they're avoiding the problem altogether this time. That way, for Joe, it's one less name to forget.
I don't think that's true.
Meantime, little Navy.
God damn, man. This audience is brutal. Listen to this.
But he didn't deliver that as if it was a joke. Like, he could have done the, like, timing of a joke there and delivered it and maybe got a laugh, but he didn't even.
Why pause then? Why is he pausing?
That way, for Joe, it's one less name to forget. Meantime, little Navy Joan is the only young person Joe's got a problem with. As the New York Times reports, many young Dems don't like him either. And this is the New York Times. They're usually so far up Joe's ass, they can taste his poly grip.
But, oh, fucking dude is eating shit.
By the way, that one.
Yeah, usually so far up his ass, they can... That's fucking DiPaolo special, baby. Just picture DiPaolo saying that one. I love the ones where it's like so obviously just DiPaolo, you know? Yeah. He just writes it exactly in his own voice.
Yeah, I do love that. I love when you point out that it's DiPaolo because then I hear it and I'm like, that's DiPaolo for sure.
Young voters are the likeliest to say he's too old to be effective. Too old to be effective? Try too old to put on his own pants. They're also upset.
Oh my God, what is buddy?
That's DiPaolo as well, by the way. Yeah, try too old to put on his own pants. You know, like that's definitely DiPaolo as well. And DiPaolo's sitting in the back on that one, like, oh, what the hell's going on with these people? You know, he's like losing his mind in the bag.
This is one of the worst crowds I ever
I mean, that one, can you back? I gotta hear that one again.
Too old to be effective? Try too old to put on his own pants. They're also upset about how his handling of the Israeli.
Oh my God!
Oh, yeah, he's so flustered. He's flustered. He's flustered. He's bombing, and he knows it. Like even for
this
him,
pause is perfect.
This
by
is,
the way,
this is a full bomb.
This is a full bomb.
Even by Gutfield standards, this is a bad one, and he fucking knows it.
I gotta hear him do it again. I'm cutting that for the picture because it's.
Can you slow mo? Can you slow mo this one for me? I'd love a slow mo on this joke. Oh, God.
Pants. They're also upset on his own. Effective. Too old to be effective. Try too old to put on his own pants. They're also upset about
That's the noise it made. It was one guy. I love this one. It's gotta be one of my favorite ones, I think.
Yeah, because he's not gonna recover. Oh, he might because this is Biden shit.
Yeah, he's not recovering.
How his handling of the Israeli
handling.
DiPaolo's backstage, like he's fucking up all my jokes.
Yeah, well, this is the fucking problem here. Yeah.
Are young? Did I read that correctly?
Wait, yeah.
All right. Juxtapose that with Trump's gains among his handling of the Israeli-Hamas war. Juxtapose that with Trump's gains among non-white voters who disproportionately are young. Did I read that correctly?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, sounds right.
Okay. And it all
spells
trouble for old Joe. No wonder he's got buzzards circling overhead. Did they have a little?
Oh, dude, is there an audience? Is this a COVID? Is this a COVID episode?
13 days ago is when this was done. So, yes, there's an audience.
This is sorry to back up so many times, everyone, but can we just back up one more?
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder, he's got buzzards circling overhead. See, they have little heads of Gavin Newsom. The buzzards there.
With a pity laugh from the panel, too?
Oh. And just the way he sort of did the you know, the like he's doing that, like, sort of trying to pass it off a little bit as a joke, but he's really saying that, like, in earnest. He's just like doing the thing where he's like, because they got the Gavin Newsom things, like, how come you guys aren't responded to that?
Well, and I didn't even know that was Gavin Newsom, and I live in LA, so
yeah, I recognize that because I see it around when I'm in LA. I always see it around his face.
I don't follow politics.
Well, I don't either, but I'm just in LA so much that you can't escape his face when you're around there. You're going to see him on the news and everything, and local news alerts and everything. So I just, listen, I'm not a political guy. I'm just an LA guy.
Yeah, me too.
You guys don't appreciate that as much as I expected you would.
Oh, fuck.
$10 million.
Okay, I got to hear that.
Yeah. We got to hear that all the way through here.
Here we go.
No wonder he's got buzzards circling overhead. Dude, they have little heads of Gavin Newsom. The buzzards there. You guys don't appreciate that as much as I expected you would.
That took 3 hours and it cost $10 million.
Yeah. Because you didn't laugh, firing the artist.
Oh, my God.
She got a laugh, too. Like, they hate him so much right now. Like, everything he says is poison. So, whoever, was that Cat Timp or whatever?
Maybe. I don't know which panelist we have.
It might be Cat Timp. She's always on. But, like, somebody who was just, like, made some crack, and they, whatever she said, they laughed at.
Yeah.
For example, a recent New York Times poll shows that 62% of voters from the battleground states who supported Biden think the economy's in the crapper today. While Joe's claiming those battleground states are essential to the Union defeating the rebel army after their victory last week at Bull Run. But back to what really matters, the Christmas stockings. Yeah, they'd rather ruin Christmas for everybody if the only alternative is to welcome a blameless little girl into the family.
What? I don't give a fuck about the stockings at all.
I don't care about
zero amount about that. Like, I cannot express to you how little I give a fuck about what stockings are in the White House,
in any house,
and in any house.
And embarrass Grandpa Joe. What's Joe got to say?
No. Look, we were just
What is going on?
I think this is
Brian. Can you help me out here? Have I lost it? Am I okay? Who's this guy now? This is meant to be a Jill Biden impersonator. He just looks like an old guy. Oh my
God. Who did they hire?
What the hell?
How much could this? Is this a cameo? This guy gets for the audio listeners. It is a Joe Biden
impression. I guess it is, but it doesn't look like him. Does it sound like him? Does it? Here, let's give him a, maybe it really does the voice well.
Joe got to say.
No, look, we always used to decorate for Christmas. We acknowledged all the kids. All right. We had stockings for everybody.
Dude, he doesn't even sound like Joe Biden.
No, I changed my idea for the picture for the audio listeners. Go to the audio list, the thing, and click the link and look at the picture of the guy. He does not look at all. What? Like, there's nothing even similar to Joe Biden.
It's similar to him in the sense that it's like an old guy with like graying hair. Yeah. And he's like, he's like 80 years old or whatever, but that's it.
The voice isn't right either.
No, he's got a different accent that comes through.
Yeah.
Put him up this year, but we got all the stockings. We got Maisie, right? And
right?
Who we got? Naomi, right? And who else is here?
Bill Clinton.
We got Finnegan.
Yeah. Brian. This guy used to be a Bill Clinton impersonator.
Did he really?
No, I'm just saying that's what I think.
Oh, he's slipping into Bill Clinton.
Yeah, he used to do that and then he aged out of it. Or I guess he became older. Bill Clinton did as well, but there's not a demand for it anymore. And then he switched over. I wonder if he went through and did Bush as well. He might have been able to just do all of them.
What's that other one? That girl. Here we go. She's got the best one of all. Look at this. Come on. Navy Joan. This thing's going to be full of goodies. Merry Christmas, everybody.
I think that was supposed to be a trash can, but it, like, I don't think it, I didn't.
What was it? It was like some, can? It looked like something like from a fireplace or something where you'd.
Yes.
It was a black tinny sort of thing. I did not understand it at all. Now,
thing in it. That's the problem.
That was fucking crazy.
Yeah. That did not look at all like Joe Biden.
Just sounds get some like aviators. Get some aviators, like in that photo that's on screen right there. Get some aviators, you know? Yeah. That then you could maybe, but then yeah, his voice that was wild, dude.
Yeah. Why are they clapping?
Isn't this, Charles, like equity in a nutshell? If one person can't have what the rest have, what? Then everyone will be punished across the board.
I mean, how much do they hate this little girl? This whole thing has been a trip.
I think this material is like maybe too dark for the audience in a way, you know? It's about a little girl.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant the material of his suit before you said too dark. The material of this guy's suit is interesting to me. I don't know what it is. I'm not a suit guy, but it looks like almost like towel, like a towel. No. Like it's made out of a towel. It's really quite something. Again, if you're not watching, I would say check out the. Anyways, yeah, that I agree though, Brian, that the subject matter is like, listen, this is, I thought this Gutfeld shit was like light bullshit, you know?
Yeah, and they're like, this is really some, like, I don't want to think about this.
Yeah, this is sad. This is a really sad thing, like a family thing. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
This whole thing has been a trip. Why could you not just simply have acknowledged there? I mean, a trip. What do they hate?
Rest have, then everyone will be
punished. I love this guy here. I got to hear this.
I mean, how much do they hate this little girl? This whole thing has been a trip. Why could you not just simply have acknowledged there? I mean, and then Hunter, did you read? He's like, I don't know. I don't remember anything. Like,
What the heck?
Yeah, I mean, this guy's like, honestly, though, he's like, right. He's like, sort of like, this is all you can say about it, really.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing to say. You cannot be fun. There's just no funny
about it. Are you going to make fun of the little girl?
And that's Nick DiPaolo, too. Nothing's off limits.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and it's like, well, audiences sometimes might disagree with that.
Took a DNA test. Which shamed, well, I don't know if they're shamed because, you know, listen, they never seem to express or feel any guilt about anything.
Bro, come on.
But their treatment of this little girl is horrendous. It really is despicable.
Is it a trip?
I just don't get it. Hang up the stockings. Do what you normally do during Christmas because it's pretty
transparent.
And I don't know. Why are they putting themselves so far above this woman from Arkansas?
Yeah.
Like, who the f*** are they that they're so much superior to anybody else?
Yeah.
Really?
Good point. Well, I good love point. Charles
not funny.
Not even a clap.
No. Not funny. Not like good point.
Good point. Good point.
Is that fucking what's his name? That comedian. Tell me that's not him.
I don't know.
Andrew, what's his name?
Andrew Schultz.
Yeah, is that him? That's
on Anthony's thing.
Tell me that's not Andrew Schultz on Gutfeld. That is humiliating for him if it is. I don't think it. I don't think it is.
You don't see that on FBN. Otherwise known as the business.
You say the F word, that'll get the audience going.
Oh, no, it's Joe. That's Joe Mackey. That's the guy that they reference all the time. As he's one of the writers. This is him. This is the guy.
Could not get another guest this week.
Could not get a fourth person, so Joe had to step in. And Joe is, listen, as I've said before, I've seen him do stand up and I've seen him be funny before.
Yeah,
well, I don't know what he's up to nowadays, but
Time for a rebrand.
Kat, here's the deal. This is like a personal family issue, and normally I don't care, except that the Dems make the personal political, right? So if you're, a capitalist, then morally you're greedy. If you decide that you vote for Trump, then you must be a Nazi. So they make all politics personal. So this is then open.
Wait. You're talking about, like, if you vote a particular way or if you're pro-capitalism, that you're pro-greed, which is, like, pretty irrefutable on some level, that, it, like, it rewards greed, capitalism does. And so talking about that is an entire system, is the same as, like, making fun of somebody's relationship with their child?
Yeah.
I'm not even saying that Dems don't do that or whatever, but like that's just a horrible example.
Republicans do it too. He's doing it right now.
Yeah, it's really
doing it with Hunter Biden for I don't fucking know since Joe Biden was
president. Of course, yeah,
they attack people's families that's all they fucking do.
Yeah,
like saying I don't care about family relations. It's like there is like a little girl involved with this. You know, you might think you're drawing attention to it in the right way, but you're actually just like you're fucking putting a little girl on national TV and saying that her grandpa doesn't love her.
Yeah, totally. Her family doesn't love her. Like, think about that. That goes two ways, you dumb fucks. You're not just insulting the fucking grandparents. That's a very good point, Brian. Yeah. This is like a truly horrible segment.
And that's why the audience. The audience just can't get behind it. I don't think that everybody in the audience thinks of it the way that I'm thinking of it, but I think that subconsciously they're like,
yeah,
this is a really
there's something about it's yeah, exactly. It's just a sad family situation that people don't generally like laugh at, you know? Yeah. They're just like people they know or they've experienced something like that, and that feeling of like not feeling loved or whatever. And it's like, oh man, this is just bad shit with family stuff, you know. That's the majority of regular normal people think that way.
Luckily, these fucking losers are bombing with it.
Is that fair to say?
Well, I think that regardless of that, there is the one thing that you mentioned that young voters are concerned about, which is Biden's age. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that can happen as time goes on with every other issue, whether it's the granddaughter, whether
smart from Kat. I just want to say, Kat, true pro. Kat recognizing. Listen, I hate Kat. I just want to be clear on that. But true pro here. And she recognizes that, yeah, this is bombing. We got to sort of branch this out and make it about Biden in general and get it away from this specific thing about the granddaughter.
Yeah.
Time goes on, a lot can change for the election. The one thing that's not going to change as time goes on is Biden getting less old.
Yeah.
Because that's not how time works.
Yes.
So I think that's a pretty big issue. If that's what people are, that's the one thing that's guaranteed to keep happening. He's not going to age in reverse.
No, that is true. But that would be fun, like a Benjamin Button president, right?
That would be cool to think about. Like, what is this guy like? Just some fucking 14-year-old dude who's just smoked weed for the first time?
Like, he is.
Look at him right now. This pause.
Ugh. I feel like he's trying to justify it now. Like, I think he seems to have figured that out, you know? And now he's trying to justify why they're talking about it.
Baby by the eighth year. Apparently, you guys didn't see that movie.
I don't think it'd be that much different.
Apparently, you guys didn't see the movie, Brian.
Benjamin Button, 2007.
Apparently, you didn't see the movie, because if you saw the movie, the thing I said right there would have elicited so much laughter and applause had you all seen the movie and understood the reference. Even if you haven't seen the movie, you know the reference.
Yeah.
You know what you're talking about, aging in reverse.
I guess you guys haven't seen the movie, and that's sad because it's a very good movie from 2008.
Yeah, pretty much everything. It's used the same diapers. Tyrus, terrible. This is the opposite of inclusivity, right?
What? Oh, yeah. Why are you asking Tyrus that? What's the... We're asking Tyrus that question.
I got to be honest, Greg. I'm a little offended because you go to me on a lot of topics that you think I'm an expert in.
Yes.
And I think it's safe to say that I am the leading expert on love children.
Yes.
Oh, here we go again.
I have three of them.
By the way.
Same year.
This is
three of them in the same year.
Chris. He's mentioned that again.
That means that he just, in 2000... he had three love children, and now he's on Fox News lecturing about personal responsibility and stuff.
I'm curious why he doesn't pull his leg, his thing on his leg down, because those are not shorts. The other one is pulled down.
I don't know what he's doing with the
leg. He's exposing one of his legs right now. He's very casual, I will say. He's not wearing like his regular, he's wearing really casual clothes here.
He's wearing sweatpants, right?
Yeah, now. It seems as if maybe he's like hurt or something's wrong with him, you know?
Yeah, he's wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt. One of the legs is pulled up on the sweatpants, which only serves to draw your attention to the fact that he's wearing sweatpants on TV.
Yeah, it's not, he's, I think he might be in trouble.
They're not triplets.
I think, you know, I don't know about the stock market, but I know about love child. So I'm a little offended that you left me out. They're all my babies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I,
you know what I'm saying?
Forget his age. I think you need to look at his heart and his integrity. What man who's ever had, who's called himself father with any type of dignity?
I mean, several types of children.
Pride would cast out one of his children. Like that's, and his grandchildren. I don't have grandchildren, but you know what? I got six. I don't mind adding seven. I'll put a stocking up for a little girl at my house. We got plenty of room. She can come in.
Oh,
I mean, this is ridiculous. This is
nice.
To me says more.
Now, this isn't going to get a laugh because it actually seems like something a nice person would say.
And also, I don't think she wants to come to your house. I don't know her, and I don't know you other than your appearances on here and watching you wrestle, but I don't think she wants to come there. I think it's like a different kind of Christmas, different sort of vibe, I would say.
I don't think I want to go.
I wouldn't go to his Christmas. Well, I would go.
I might, to see what he's doing.
Yeah, like if it would be fun for me to go and have Christmas with Tyrus. That's a fun thing. I have a family. I was going to say, like, well, because, like, oh, go, like, try to, like, find celebrities and go spend Christmas with them and their family, you know? Like, not big-time celebrities, but, like, people we know, like Mancow or whatever.
Oh, I'd love to see how Mancow does it. Opie's doing a stream, I'm sure. But
oh, yeah.
It's
More about him than any other policy I disagree about. The fact that here's a chance, because guess what? There is more American families like mine today than like your perfect little facade or fantasy. And we bring them all in and all my kids' hairs don't.
I don't know, man. I might have to think about that. There's more families like this.
Yeah. No, I think he's right in the sense of like, maybe he's like being he's not being like in a broad sense that there's the nuclear family, this like perfect family. There's a lot more, you know, people have multiple kids, you know, like there's divorce, whatever, single. If you take all of that, there's more of that than there is the perfect family with a, you know, husband, wife, and the perfect family.
That's my family is the perfect family.
You have the perfect family. Yeah.
It's great. It's nice.
I'll match. And I got all, like, I got to look around the house and I, you know, I try to decentralize as much whiteness as I could in my household, but I couldn't have my set of youngins if I didn't have one with a white, you know, with a white mom. So I had to bring it in. So I had one of everything. So I do. I got it all cornered. I got the Asian, Mexican, Black, white. I got it all. I got all the cards. So anything new comes out, let me know. But
all right. That is the only joke that I will say was kind of good. And Gutfeld is way overselling it.
It wasn't good, but compared to the other ones, I guess. I mean, it feels odd to hear him speaking about his children in this way, but I get it. He's doing comedy
on this
channel. Why is Joe Mackey just going to sit there?
He's next. I think he's next, Chris. He's the finale.
Okay.
I think there's a minute 27 left.
He's still just laughing.
Joe, a lot of people don't know this. You have
wait a minute. I want to just point out, okay, so he's laughing his ass off. Presumably he's really, really laughing at this thing. Now watch how quickly he switches gears.
Joe, a lot of people don't know this. You have
just such a fake laugh.
Seven love children.
You son of a bitch.
You get around.
I am also offended as Tyrus. You know, that's so fascinating because it's free to be a grandparent. Yeah. You know, all you have to do is put up a stocking. That's pretty easy. No one's suing the grandparents for
Oh, I appreciate your input on being a grandparent guy that looks like he's 13.
Yeah, dude, you don't know anything. I am also offended as Tyrus. As Tyrus? What? Yeah. The first sentence you said was like wrong. Can you back up and can we hear his first sentence again? He says a bad first sentence. He's nervous.
You get around.
I am also offended as Tyrus.
I'm also offended as Tyrus.
Also offended as Tyrus.
You know, that's so fascinating because it's free to be a grandparent. Yeah. You know, all you have to do is put up a stocking. That's pretty easy. No one's suing the grandparents for grandparent child support. But it's crazy to me, Greg, that Biden's not attracting younger voters this go around because they have so much in common.
Yeah.
You know, like they both can't work a full day. They both can't live on their own. And it hasn't been all that long since they pooped their pants.
Oh, sip of coffee there. Biggest laugh on, you know, whatever.
That is, I thought that is such a horribly unfunny and obvious joke to be making. Like, is he doing a bit here? Like, is he goofing around? I swear to God, I've seen him do comedy and he seemed to know what was funny and good. But this person I'm watching right here does not seem to know what is funny and good.
This feels like a guy that spent all day sort of writing something and he was going to use it no matter what kind of thing.
I mean, that is like just like the laziest comedy, like a, you know, like right when you first start, like, oh, what's the same? It's like, this is like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This thing is like exactly like this thing. And here's three, the rule of comedy threes. Here's the three reasons how. And the third one's going to be a little wackier than the first two.
My jokes are always a list of things.
I just hated that a lot.
Well done. Very good.
No.
I just like that line about it's free to be a grandparent. It's true. There's no.
It's such an unforced error.
Yeah, definitely. All right, up next, stats reveal amazing.
I just love that line about it's free to be a grandparent. That's like it's. You can obviously be super funny as you showed with your very good joke. It's so funny, but
let's pop back in real quick.
And well, real quick, because I do. I do.
I have to go too.
To interrupt me, my wife. Packed my bags and told me to get out. As I'm leaving, she said, "And I hope you have a long, miserable life and a slow death." And I said, "So do you want me to stay?" Oh, it's not the end of the show. I usually like to freeze like that at the end of the show. I had a Ford dealership with my brother in Missouri, and the day I found out I had ADHD is the day we got in the new Ford Focus, which I just thought was ironic. Also, you see this? You see how I dress? This is how I dress for today. And I just noticed when I go out, and maybe uniform, it may be a nice uniform, but okay. People have a uniform. Everybody has a uniform. Okay. You know, the hipster guys, the white guys with the beards, they all dress the same. The Casanova gigolo types all dress the same.
Yep,
we all have a uniform. I don't do that. Well, I've never done that.
You got your hipsters. And when I go out, I'm noticing I got my hipsters. I got my Casanova gigolo type.
Christmas. Moreover, this New Year's, you be you. You be you. You talk like you. You be you. You don't sell out. Life is short. And you be you. And this whole thing, my truth. My truth. I'm so sick of that. My truth. Oprah, I think, said that first. My truth. No, there is truth. There is truth. There really is. And then, you know, just because you think something, like you may think I'm a unicorn all I want.
Okay, I really like the way he keeps leaning back,
because you can't hear him when he leans back at all. And as a broadcaster with the noise gate, you gotta figure something out there, brother. You're cutting off and a lot of the things you're saying, and I don't care to hear it personally, but some people might.
He needs help from Nudie. Nudie will not. Nudie just sells him out. You know, lets him just do whatever. You need to produce Nudie. Okay, well, that's the show. We'll see you next week with something. I don't know. The next guys episode is Christmas guys, where
of course
we've promised a crazy flub.
It's a crazy flub, and also it's a wild episode. It really is. It goes off the rails fully. Probably our most off the rails episode.
It's a good time. All right, we'll see y'all next week. Goodbye.
Bye.